Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Minutes in the Mind of God. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. 2 Peter 3:8. For God, it is never too early or too late. He controls time. When the need arises, he can even stop a day in its tracks. Joshua 10:12-14. God's timing is always perfect, a lesson his children need to learn repeatedly. When circumstances appear overwhelming and time seems to have run out, God is right on schedule. As F.B. Meyer explains, walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. There is no succession of time with God, no past, no future. He dwells in the eternal present, as I am. One day is like 1,000 years. He could do in a single day, if he chose, what he has at other times taken 1,000 years to accomplish. Do not say that he must have as long to make the second heaven and earth as the first. All this could be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye and between sunrise and sunset, God could accomplish the work of 1,000 ordinary years. Periods that seem so long to our finite minds are not so to God. 1,000 years in our reckoning is but a day in his. You say it is nearly 2,000 years since Jesus died, or at least that we are in the evening of the 2,000, but in God's reckoning, the cross, the grave, the resurrection, took place in the morning of yesterday. Take wider views of God's horizon, believe in his mighty march throughout the centuries, and the centuries are the beats of the minute hand to God. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
2 Peter 3. Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I've written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. Above all, you must understand that in the last days scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "Where is this coming he promised? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation." But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens came into being and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters, also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare.
Time is too important to squander. Take a look at your daily schedule. How do you spend your time? How do you waste time? How can you better use the time given you? You cannot learn too early who is best able to manage your schedule. Following him a day, an hour, a minute at a time is one sure way of redeeming the time.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. WPOD. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.